Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Father God, bind up every evil spirit, demonic spirit trying to come and steal the seed. In the name of Jesus, open up every blind eye, every deaf ear to hear. In the name of sure Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to talk to you about a notable dream. God is trying to tell you something about the dreams that you're having. Dreams are thoughts and images and sensations, which is to say feelings that you have in your mind when you're asleep. Amen. Now, I want to set the scene here. Joseph and Mary, okay? Now, we're dealing with Mary that's pregnant, amen, with the Holy Ghost. Amen, hallelujah. And in those days, if you was pregnant with Mary, they would stone you. And even Joseph was tampered with in his mind. You begin to look at verse 19 in Matthew 1. Matthew 1, and then look at verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing, to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Come on. Saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. He came to Joseph in what? A dream. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Now let's turn with me to Matthew 2 and 12. If you begin to read, it says, being warned of God in a dream. See that? That they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. We're talking about the wise men, you know, going to see Jesus. Amen. You know, the baby Jesus. But Herod was trying to trick them so he could try to kill Jesus. Amen. Because he didn't want to come out and rule. They know that this Messiah was coming to rule and take over. Amen. You know, when you're trying to take over something, oh, glory be unto God, they'll try to destroy you. Amen. But I want to tell you, the angel of the Lord came to the wise men in a dream. Now, if you go to verse 13, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Notable dream, pay attention, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. But he came to him in a dream. 14, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Amen. So y'all got to start being obedient to your dreams. God is trying to tell you something. Amen. Glory be unto God. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to warn you about what's getting ready to transpire by the enemy, but you're not paying attention to your dreams. All right, if you go down a little bit further here, we'll go down here and then we'll begin to look again where it says here, but when, in verse 22, but when he heard of Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go hither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee. Now, what was going on here? If you go back up here, Joseph is getting warned again, verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. Amen. But he came to Joseph in a dream. God is speaking to y'all. He's trying to tell you something in a dream. There's a notable dream that is happening to you. Glory be unto God. God is trying to tell you something. You keep on trying to ignore it, but he's trying to warn you, amen, before destruction. He's letting you know your enemy is trying to take you out. Come on. Pay attention to your dream, notable dream. All right, now if you begin to look at Matthew at 27, and you begin to look here in verse 17, it says, "Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him." Amen. And then it says, "When he," verse 19, "was set down on the judgment seat, his wife," Pilate's wife, "sent unto her, saying, Have thou nothing to do with thou just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." Hallelujah. And Pilate, the governor, washed his hand clean. He was innocent of that blood. So today, God is trying to tell you something in a dream, a notable dream, a dream, amen, that you can't ignore. Okay, he's trying to warn you about what's going to transpire ahead. He's trying to tell you what the enemy is trying to do to you. But you won't not pay attention to your dream. I dare you and I decree and declare that today if you start paying attention to your dreams, amen, a notable dream, you'll realize that God is trying to set you up in a good place where when things try to transpire to attack you and take you out, you'll realize after that you'll give him praise, you'll give him glory. How many times that women, I'm going to talk to you, that you had a dream about something transpiring to you or your husband. Come on, somebody. And exactly when you obeyed the dream, you kept y'all safe. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but God is trying to tell you something in a dream, a notable dream. All right. To God be the glory. Pay attention to your dreams. I want to talk to somebody here. Maybe you don't know your Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Well, today, I want to ask you here. I want you to say this with me. God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I receive this Jesus Christ, your Son, in my heart as my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus. I believe if you said that right then, you meant that, I believe you're saved. But I also want you to come out and get some good old teachings. That's going to be 6721 Springdale Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. Because you got to get in a good Bible teaching church. Touch the Ear from the Heart Ministry, Apostle Vincent Williams, Prophet Finnick Tate Williams. That's what we, through the Holy Spirit, release. Amen. This is your message today. Pay attention to your notable dreams. God is trying to tell you something. In Jesus' name, amen.